I live now my reality. I live now my reality. What is my reality? My reality is what goes on in my life every moment. My reality is what goes on in my life every instant that I am living. My reality is me and who I am right now. It doesn't matter what I think I am. It doesn't matter what other people think I am. It doesn't matter what the world equates me as. I live now my reality, and my reality is me. And I continually say to myself, again and again and again, that I like myself, that I like my reality, that I like all of the genius that I am. I like all of the fantastic qualities that I am. I like me just the way I am. Now, if we say this about ourselves, we bring great power into process in our life. It's all a matter of what we believe about ourselves, what we think about ourselves, what we dream about ourselves. If we are going to have a dream that later on we cannot uphold, then we better not have it now. A dream that says, I'm whole and perfect, and then later on, things come along and say, you're not whole and perfect. Things come along and say, you're not top drawer, that you're not wonderful. Can you take that? Can you take that? Or is that going to be something you can just ignore? Something that has no confidence, no power, no impetus on you. You are free of all that that has to offer. And you're free of it because you know who you are. You live in your reality now. To live in your reality now does not allow you to say that you have problems. It doesn't allow you to say that there are things going on in your world that are not desirable. It doesn't allow you to say that the world is not good, if you want the world to be good. You do not have permission from yourself, from your creation, as you are the creator, to say that anything in your world is less than fantastic, less than beautiful. We live in a world that says to us, our life is utterly amazing. We live in a world that says to us, our world is utterly amazing. We live in a world that says to us, everything we think, say, and do is beyond imagination. It's fantastic. It's a quality that is utterly amazing. That's what we think, say, and do. Now, we can do that. We can do that if we wish. And if we wish, great things will come to us. Great things will come into our world. Great things will come into our experience. And we will see that we can accomplish anything. Einstein was a great mind. His mind lives on in his formulas, in his thinking, in his imagination. Einstein taught the university every day. He would go to his classes and he would teach the stories about the physics that he loved and knew, about the concepts of physics that other people were saying to him were not true. And then he would go in and just prove that to him they were true. Based upon these precepts, they were true. Based upon these precepts, his conditions and his statements were real. Now, if you play them by another role, it might be difficult to prove. But he believed in what he did. He believed in what he taught. Now, back in 1927, 26, and so forth, when he was writing his first formulations, the depth and the magic of them did not want to be stood up. They did not want to stand for themselves. People tried to tear them down. And he says, that's okay. If you can prove them wrong, go ahead, prove it. But he lived his convictions. He lived his life throughout his entire life. His major presentations to the scientific world have been proven, or unable to prove that they're not so, have been proven that they're so. Now, it's not a matter that you have to prove something is not so for it to be not so. If you act as though it's so, you'll find that it really works. If you act as though it is the truth, you'll find that it really works. Because our thoughts have the power, they have the magic of accomplishing whatever we speak our word for. This is our ideal self. This is our reality. This is who we are. Now, if you want to go around limiting yourself and saying what you think is not true, if you want to go around pretending that who you are is not real, then you will act as though it's not real, and for you, it will not be real. You will act as though it's not real, and for you, it will not be real. Because you won't accept it. You won't look at it and say it. You say it's a lovely day outside, relative. And you say, no, it isn't. There's a cloud in the sky, relative. And no, it isn't. There's going to be a storm coming up, relative. You say it's a lovely day. Now, right this minute, they have in Little Abner, this Mr. Blitzfritch. And wherever he walked, he had a rain cloud, dark rain cloud, walking over his head. He'd go in the house, and that rain cloud would follow him right inside the house. Wherever he went, he had this rain cloud, this negativity, this attitude of unhappiness about. And he was just a sad, sad sack. Wherever he went, he had that. Now, was that rain cloud real? To him, it was real. Was it real to other people? Well, as he told other people it was there, they began to see what they had not seen before, not because it wasn't really there before, but because they were not told that it was there before, because they didn't believe that it was there before. They hadn't come to the conclusion that it was really there. And Mr. Blitzfritch in Little Abner proved himself at that interesting cloud. And Buck Rogers going off to outer space at a time when people didn't do that. That just was not done. But for him, he was there. For him, his imagination gave him this totality, gave him this reality, gave him this now experience. And under the leagues under the sea, stories that are written. A balloon going around the world, stories that are written. All the great poets telling their stories. We live in a world where we create it every moment by our thought. We live in a world by every moment we create the illusion that we have by our thought. And that illusion is something that we have and we make it real by our thought. Other people can make something contrary real at the same time. You say, oh, that's not true. Oh, yes, it is. Because the reality dwells in our consciousness. The reality dwells in our mind, and that's the only place it is. It's in our mind, it's in our consciousness, it's in our being. It's nowhere else. And so as we begin to recognize that all is in the now, as we begin to recognize that every thought we have is in the now, as we begin to recognize that there is nothing in the universe which is beyond what we can handle, then truly there is nothing in the universe which is beyond what we can handle. We live our life more beautifully, more wonderfully, more fantastically, more gloriously than we could ever imagine. But is it true? Is it true that you are living a dream, that you are living imagination, that you are living creativity, that you are living something that to some people is not real? Oh, yes. Doctors go into medical wards where there's contagious diseases, and they are not touched by these contagious diseases because it is not in their reality for themselves. And when doctors let their resistance get low, when they let their attitude get low, when they let themselves be heir to that, then they pick up those contagious diseases. Silly, isn't it? Life is just like that. We can go through it, and we can create in our world the beauty, the wonder, the magic, the glory that we are right now. Because that's all that we are right now. And it is done for us in every beautiful way. Now I say, with every talk I give. I love you, I love you, I love you. And as I say this, I sometimes greet a frown on somebody's face where they say, it ain't so. I greet an attitude on someone, I don't believe what you've just said. And as this comes up, for you, it's not true. And that's okay. But for me, it is very much true, and very much real, and very much now. So, remember, no matter who you listen to, the smartest person on earth, the greatest idiot on earth, the most imaginative thinker on earth, it could very well be true for you if you claimed it as yours right now. I claim it as mine right now because it is mine right now. And so it is.